Estevan, the Estevan Police Service's K-9 unit assisted the Estevan RCMP members in locating a man who had fled from custody at St. Joseph's Hospital on September 13. The man was tracked by the police service dog and was located hiding in a backyard shed in the Pleasantdale area. According to the EPS, he was uncooperative but was taken into custody by the K-9 unit, resulting in what the EPS said were minor injuries to his lower extremities. The person was at large for approximately 30 minutes, said the RCMP. Pleasantdale School and Sacred Heart School, Ecole Sacre Coeur went into hold and secure briefly following the escape. The investigation is ongoing. The same day, police received a report of an intoxicated woman near a business in the hillside area. Police attended and learned she was at the business to receive services and wasn't intoxicated or causing problems. A second similar report was received of a woman acting strangely on a boulevard on Souris Avenue North. Members attended and determined it was the same woman. She was spoken to by police and sent on her way. The EPS responded to a report of an Estevan man reaching out to an individual with whom he has a court-ordered no-contact order. The matter is under investigation. Police attended the Westview area of the city during the night shift to investigate a report of a disturbance. On arrival, members arrested an Estevan man and two Regina men for causing a disturbance and public intoxication. One of the men was also arrested on warrants out of Regina. The three were lodged in cells to be released when sober. Earlier last week, members received a report of a bicycle that was stolen from outside the courthouse on September 9. Officers also dealt with a report of a theft from a business in the downtown area. A tip jar was stolen from the counter. Video surveillance was provided and the suspect is known to police. The matter remains under investigation. Police have laid a charge against a young person for uttering threats. The incident occurred on September 6, when a separate youth had been charged with assault. The young person will have a future court date. Members responded to a report of a man causing a disturbance at St. Joseph's Hospital. He was arrested and lodged in cells for the night. He was to be released on September 10 and was to face a charge of uttering threats. No further information was immediately available. The EPS responded to a report of two young kids playing near the railway switches, close to the 13th Avenue crossing. They were located and educated about rail safety. A theft and mischief were reported the same day. The complainant and suspect are known to each other. The matter is under investigation. A 20-year-old woman was located and arrested for being intoxicated in public. She was held in custody overnight for her safety. EPS received a report of a motor vehicle collision on September 10 that was determined to be non-reportable. Members assisted in exchanging driver information so they could follow up with SGI. A complaint was lodged regarding allegations that an individual breached conditions of a non-contact order. Statements were obtained and were to be forwarded to the agency of jurisdiction as the subject of the complaint does not live in Estevan. Three youths were reported to have crossed the railway tracks in front of a moving train. They were located and educated about the dangers of their actions. An unidentified person was reported to be going through yards and possibly vehicles in the 1500 block of 3rd Street. Members conducted vehicle and foot patrols but were unable to locate the suspect. Two suspicious people were reported to be present in the 600 block of 4th Street. They were located and it was determined that nothing criminal had taken place. The EPS received a report of someone calling for help along the valley between Kundal Drive and McCormick Crescent. Police searched the area, but were unable to locate the source of the voice. EPS received a report of an individual being scammed through Facebook Marketplace on September 14. Police remind people to be cautious and to check into posts related to items for sale prior to e-transferring deposits or money to purchase anything. It is a good idea to review the seller's profile and look for irregularities, such as very few posts, very few friends, etc., the EPS says. Police received a report of a railway stop arm being struck by a motor vehicle. The accident report was completed and referred to SGI. A driver was reported to be yelling and threatening others from the window of a company vehicle. The company was contacted and identified the driver to police, and were permitted to deal with the circumstances as a workplace issue. The EPS received a report of a disoriented man in the south end of the city on September 15. Police and Estevan EMS attended and the man was subsequently transported to St. Joseph's Hospital for assessment. A fight was reported to have occurred in the city core. Members attended, but those involved had left the scene prior to their arrival. A complaint of an assault was received the same day. The matter remains under investigation. Police responded to several complaints from neighbors, alleging criminal harassment by each other. The matter remains under investigation. Police received a call through the report impaired drivers, RID, line in relation to a vehicle approaching Estevan from the east on Highway 39. Attempts to locate the vehicle were unsuccessful and the license plate information provided did not match the description of the suspect vehicle. Police responded to 57 occurrences over the weekend, including multiple driving complaints, disturbances and fights, an assault and allegations of criminal harassment. Members responded to a report of an erratic driver on Highway 39 West coming in to Estevan. EPS located the vehicle and determined that the driver was not impaired, however he was issued a ticket for exceeding the posted speed limit. EPS received a report of a break and enter to a residence in the 800 block of King Street. The suspect was known to the complainant and through the investigation, the matter was resolved without criminal charges being laid. Officers dealt with a report of a dog sounding to be in distress in an apartment. Based on the noise from the animal and concern for the residents, members entered the apartment to ensure the well-being of anyone located within. The dog was subsequently apprehended and taken to the Humane Society where she was later retrieved by her owner. Members attended to a call for service in the Trojan area involving a man experiencing a mental health crisis. Police mediated the situation and ensured the individual had access to mental health and addictions support services. Police responded to several neighbor disputes and complaints in the 800 block of King Street. The matters were resolved by police members on scene, with all parties being cautioned about their behavior. EPS received a report of a man removing flowers and a large piece of plywood from the cemetery. The suspect left the scene prior to the members' arrival, however he was reported to be riding a white bicycle and wearing a black hat. The items were found discarded in the vicinity of the cemetery. Staff at a North End motel requested police assistance to deal with two disgruntled guests. The guests had booked their room through an online discount website and were not happy with the information provided through that site. A resolution was mediated between hotel staff and the guests.